Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. You are tuned in to the open mic episode this evening. I am feeling the energy. We are bidding farewell to National Poetry Month, but of course, our poetry and voices will continue on. You are speaking with and will be speaking with myself, D.B. Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth Struggle, Love, available until 11:59 p.m. this evening, autographed soft cover copies. If you're interested in reading or you haven't read it yet, I'm pretty sure you will enjoy the pages. Definitely, you can purchase it on Amazon, Author's House, BarnesandNoble.com, Google Books, most places books are sold. You can purchase it from me via PayPal to ddpoetry@gmail.com. I will send you an autographed copy, or you can get a hardcover or ebook copy on any of those sites that I just mentioned. Most books, most places where books are sold. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Boogie Down, representing the Boogie Down, Bronx, New York City, all day, every day. Now that I've introduced myself, I'm really excited about the show. I see that many callers are waiting to speak and definitely want you to know what the protocol is in case this is your first time calling into the Poetic Soul Talk Show. First and foremost, welcome everyone, whether you'll be slamming this evening or simply listening. I hope that you enjoy the time that you spend with us, and of course, we appreciate your time. It is a very valuable factor these days. Far as the protocol goes, if you are going to speak on the air or would like to slam a poem this evening and you're listening on the phone, please press 1 on the phone line. You will go into queue. I will definitely get to you before the end of the episode. If you do speak on the air, please mute all background noise. It is amplified in the studio, and it kind of affects our ability to hear each other clearly, and we definitely don't want your voice interfered with. So mute all background noise while you're speaking. Please refrain from profanity. I do understand poetry is passionate, and we, some of us, do choose to use profanity at times when there are no other words, but we do not want audience members offended by any profanity. So improv if it or when it's necessary. If you have not yet followed Poetic Soul Talk Show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. 2 being the number 2. Follow the show. You will be able to tune into past episodes via the hyperlinks posted. This is the 54th episode of Poetic Soul Talk Show, and what a journey it's been. We have a lot of loyal listeners, loyal supporters, loyal donors, loyal promoters, and everyone is equally appreciated on behalf of all of the poets that have and will come through the Poetic Soul Talk Show airwaves. And so, this evening is the open mic episode. Sometimes I do apply a theme depending on the season or the month. Considering this is National Poetry Month, we did open it up at the beginning of April with an open mic episode, pass the mic episode. Anyone can slam anything at any given time. There is no theme this evening. Slam your best work. Slam what you feel needs to be shared with the audience this evening. I do need you to press 1 on the phone lines if you plan on participating so that I will get to you. And I see that there is a caller waiting. So we're just going to open the doors. And also, I'm sorry, if you're listening online, welcome as well. I do see there are a few listeners online. If you have any comments that you would like to share, any questions for any of the poets that you hear this evening, or you simply just want to shout something out real quick, your voice is also important considering you're listening online. Please use the chat box to send those comments, questions, shout outs, and I will definitely read those on the air as well. So let's get to the poets. Greetings, welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This would be Steve Howe, a.k.a. Stunning One, calling from Arkansas.
Steve, Stunning One, friend, family member, theme poet is what my nickname is for him, of the show. Thank you so much for calling this evening. Steve, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I appreciate you having us.
You are always welcome. And it's been a while since I've heard your poetry. You know, I know that there's been things going on, life situations, so I don't want to really take up time before getting to this poem. I think this is the perfect way to start and set the show off. So, Steve, whenever you're ready, we're listening.
Can I first explain a little bit of this to you, that this was actually written for the friend of mine that passed away. And 2 days prior to her passing, I messaged her. And I got my words for National Poetry Month from all my friends, and I messaged her and asked her for a word, and the word she gave me was future.
Wow.
And This is what I wrote for her after finding out. But hopefully we can do this one. We ready.
We ready, Steve. We're listening.
God, why her? Why now? I'll gladly take her place if you just tell me how. The magic words to say, the actions to take. I'll do it, Lord, please, for her family's sake. I'm pissed off. Yes, I just said I'm pissed off. Listen to me, God, I'll cut my wrist off, if only to give them a hand, to try and help them understand. But even I can't understand this bigger picture and your plan. Forgive me, Father, that's just part of being man. Too young, it was too soon, and we weren't ready. With weighted hearts, we sit here heavy, confused and in disbelief. I ask that you please give the family relief. Take their grief and replace it with some peace. Clasped hands and dirty knees. I'm asking this of you, Father, please. Hear these cries, along with those of countless others. Her family is large beyond belief, as were all her sisters and brothers. We look after our own. And now that she's home, I'm going to need you to look after the rest of us. Yeah, that's right, the whole filthy mess of us. I still see her smile the very first time we met. Her lively personality is something I'll never forget. She was so overwhelmed by all the love she received. Oh, and while I'm asking for things, there's something else that I need. This is something I'm going to need her to read. So if you can make that happen, that'd be great. See, she gave me this word to use, and it's not too late. Since death is only the beginning, never the end. Shannon Fox, I'll see you in the near future, my friend.
Wow. What a dedication. What a beautiful tribute. May she rest in peace. May you, her friends and family members, have comfort and peace. I did share with select poets more frequent on the Poetic Soul Talk Show that you were dealing with the death of a loved one. And I don't know a better way to honor someone than to write like such a beautiful poem. I have goosebumps. I don't want to say bravo because it's almost like the situation is not a celebratory moment. But what a beautiful piece that you wrote and shared with us this evening.
I appreciate you letting me read it. That may be one of the rawest poems I've probably ever written, in my opinion. But
well, it was heartfelt and sincere, and I really very much appreciate it. We're going to continue to uplift you in prayer, Steve, so that, you know, you can get through this time. The only thing that does help, aside from God, is time in terms of acceptance. So please know that we all have you in our prayers. We love you. We appreciate your presence, your poetry, your voice. And please stay tuned. Hopefully, you know, you'll hear some poems that will inspire you. I'm pretty sure you will, as that has inspired us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hold on one moment, Steve. You all are tuned into the open mic episode on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. Steve, also known as @stunningone on Instagram. I'm pretty sure for the loyal listeners, you all know Steve Howell very well. For those of you that are new, definitely follow him on Instagram. A very beautiful soul, poetic soul, been down since day one, and support him. We're going to go to the next phone call. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Don Ford, calling out of Queens, New York.
Hi, Don Ford, the poet. How are you this evening?
All righty, yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Doing the open mic episode, surely inspired already. I'm pretty sure you have something to share with us this evening, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, yes. All right. This poem is called Bliss.
Ooh, I like the title. Yes, we're ready.
All right. Caressing your body as it eases your mind. I kiss your lips, and our souls transform into one as it drifts to a place not common. Not found on any map or compass, but we are here. An actual Columbus discovery where happiness is the storyline, the plot, and the summary. Living by laws that excludes actual punishment outside of satisfaction when it comes to the reaction of pleasure. Can you see it when we lock eyes? Do you feel it when we hold hands? Do you smell the difference of worlds when you put your head to the sky from me kissing your neck? Or was it just me? 'Cause this I see, this I feel, this I smell as I inhale your scent, lock fingertips and stare into heaven. I refuse to think otherwise, 'cause lies don't exist when it comes to us, when it comes to this, that feeling of pure bliss. That's it.
That's it. That's enough. I love the way poets say, that's it, that's all, that's it. I mean, finger snapping. That was hot. That was like perfect timing. So Donford is and has become a member of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family. Before we go on to the next poet real quick, Donford, and by the way, thank you for supporting me and purchasing the book. We got to speak off the, air about that. I appreciate it, though. But shout out your Instagram name so that those who are listening can follow you and read more of your poetry and very funny images also.
Don Ford, DONFORD _ the poet. That's it.
Definitely follow him on Instagram, y'all. Donford, please don't go away. Stay with us for the rest of the episode and definitely appreciate your time and sharing that dope piece with us.
Oh, I appreciate being on here. Looking forward to next week.
Yes, sir. Hold on one moment. I love the audience. I love the energy. We're going to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Greetings. Greetings. You speak in the new state of mind. Going under chemist, coming from Cincinnati this afternoon, this evening. I mean, how you doing?
I am great, representing Cincinnati, new state of mind, loyal follower, new to the family. Welcome. I just wanted to shout out real quick Alicia Walters. She did say that the piece that Donford shared was dope, so I definitely wanted to show her some love. She's listening online, as well as complimenting Steve's poem also. So I'm trying to read the chat line. Shout out to Cosmo Danae, who's also tuned in. Sorry about that. How you doing this evening, New State of Mind on Instagram, by the way, for those of you that may not have caught that. Definitely follow him in you, State of Mind. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I know you've been anticipating this episode and sharing some of your poetry, and I don't really want to keep you waiting too long, so you want to introduce the poem and tell us what it's about, or are you just ready to slam? I'm ready to hear it.
I'm just ready to kind of go in on it. I just kind
All right
of let,
now.
It, let it speak for itself. All right, this piece is called So Crazy, but it says, "Every since birth, they say we were doomed. Plus we was broke, so they pour salt in the wound. So Lord, hear me out. I know you rose because of you. I got to see one more June. So that's one reason that I really can smile, because every day I complete is just one more mile, just a little closer to you, and I pray that you do judge my heart over some things that I had to do. But it's hard today, because this game we play caused so many people to be led astray. I try to stay afloat, but it's a hole in my boat. I'm slowly sinking in the water right around my throat, and I can't panic waiting on a lifesaver. So when you I trust, some choose to praise paper. But the money trusts you, so you are the savior. The dope got us lost, so I'm screaming, please save us." That's it.
That's it. See? Donford did the same thing you just did. That's it. Y'all drop bombs and fire, and then y'all like, that's it, it's over. Drops the mic and leaves the stage. That was dope. Let me just ask you real quick, what inspired that?
Well, what inspired it is just... to be honest, I just wanted to go for something deep. I just found myself like kind of talking to God and just looking at some things that had happened. That poem was actually something from years back, but it's just something that I always recite. And at the time of my life, I was just going through different emotions and just wondering about different things. So it was just experience at the time, you know, that's what I was dealing with and going through. So that's really what inspired it.
Yeah, you definitely lit the match on that one. Thank you so much for
Thank
sharing
you.
And
Thank you.
Thank you for posting and promoting and, you know, being a part of this, what I call a movement on the rise. I really appreciate you. I definitely hope you stay tuned in for the rest of this episode, as well as, of course, tuning into next week's episode as well.
All right. I really appreciate it. And I can always, I've been waiting since last Thursday. I'm like, Thursday need to come on and hurry up. I need this. You know what I'm saying? It's a release for me. So I really enjoy it. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And it's going to continue to go by fast. I can't believe tomorrow is the 1st of May. But we're going to keep the poetry going. And we definitely look forward to you sharing more of your poetry on the air as well.
All right. Thanks.
Hold on one moment. By the way, for those of you that are tuned in, you are tuned in to the open mic episode on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. Cosmo Dene said that piece that you just shared was awesome, Kenneth. So just we spreading the love around as much as we can. For those of you that are tuned in that would like to share a piece of poetry or just want to shout something out real quick, your voice also counts. Please press 1 if you're listening on the phone lines. If you're listening online, definitely use the chat box. I'm getting to them as much as I possibly can. Shout out to Carlene. She just logged on to listen as well. She sent me kissy face and flowers emoji. I'm glad. I hope that you all will and will enjoy the episode and continue to be tuned in. We're getting ready to go to the next caller because I really don't want to wait. And greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello?
Is it me? Hello?
Yes, it's you. How are you? Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Carlene Beverly. I'm sorry. Let me turn my computer down.
Hi. I just saw you online. I see you sending me kissy faces. Mwah, back to you. Good evening.
Good evening to you. How are you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Ohio, Chillicothe.
Representing Ohio, we are nationwide in the house. I just love it. The energy is just overwhelming. Thank you so much for calling in this evening. Are you going to be sharing a poem?
Yes, I'm going to share a piece.
I was going to say, whenever you're ready, we listen, and you're introducing it. We ready.
Okay. I exist in the shadows. I could say with my heart pounding every beat of wanting and missing. Every writer can think that very same line, so I say I'm standing in the midst of blooms, fragrance, lavish thoughts, a breeze brushing across my pores, barefoot, grass bathing my feet, sun warming the rise and fall of temperatures, pounding inside this cavity. Like echoes of drums calling to alert, there's danger up ahead. I see life passing me by. I exist. In the changing of seasons of life, I exist. As clouds move, even the light of day and darkness shadows slowly. My presence is chill, still. It's moments my mind travels in the forest, blue meadows, sailing seas, climbing mountains, soaring skies from peak to peak, grasping for pockets of air, collapsing. For the plunge, stuck in a swamp, swallowed up by quicksand, knowing no matter what, a twig will break, I'll look up, and you're reaching out a branch to pull me out of this muck and mire, lurking in the shadows, ready to rescue me, again and again and again, on a cliff, about to abort or birth this reality. I exist in the shadow, standing and waiting. I exist in peace.
Well, we know you in the house tonight, you and all your existence. That was dope, sis. That was dope.
Thank you.
Oh, that was dope. And Alicia Walter, also known as @ArtByAM. W on Instagram said, "All right now." Now, you know when people say "all right now," that's all they need
all
to
right.
say. Two simple words. She said it was beautiful.
Thank you.
So,
thank you so
are you on Instagram? I know we're Facebook friends. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah, I'm under I Am Liberated.
oh, well, I can't really forget that too much. I try to remind myself of that every single day. I am liberated. On
yeah,
Instagram, for those of you. Yes.
It's all ran together. I'm still
all together.
Myself. Yeah.
That's just fine. You want to shout out your Facebook name so that if people are Facebookies, they can follow you or like your page on there?
Sure, I'd love to. I'm on Facebook under Carlene Beverly. I also have a book out, Petals of My Heart, on Amazon and Inner Child Press. It's my first book. It was released last year. And
What's the titles again? Repeat. I got to jot those down.
Petals of My Heart by Carlene Beverly.
Petals of My Heart by Carlene Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I got it.
Okay.
I got it down, sis. We're gonna definitely follow you and support you. I Am Liberated on Instagram, Carlene Beverly on Facebook. Petals of My Heart is the title of her book. Please go and support her and show her love. By the way, Cosmo Danae on Instagram said, oh, I love that, Carlene. I had to pronounce it because she put like 8 O's in the chat box. So she loved that. Cisco, what Cisco saw, also said, dope piece. So you're getting a lot of love. Please return. Stay with us for the rest of the episode. And definitely tune in to all future episodes. We will definitely support you in this poetic movement.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hold on one moment, Carlene. I'm loving the energy. I just wanted to shout real quick. I know it's a last minute thing. I have been discussing it on the air as well as the interview with Rick Herrera week before last. For those of you that follow blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2. If you're not following Hint, please press the follow button on that website. Tomorrow evening, I will be in Manhattan supporting him at his show, The Naked Truth. I'm not sure how many people that are tuned in are in the New York City area or will be able to get there. But please, if you can, support him. He's just a phenomenal artist, poet, writer, and overall, I call him my poetic homie because we've, you know, communicated and met via Instagram in terms of the whole poetic movement. His Instagram name is RH Comedy. The Naked Truth is the name of his show. It's a monologue. It took him over 2 years to complete this script, and he is in Manhattan, which is a big deal. So, you know, support him if possible. And, you know, he supports us as much as he can as well. So now that I've gotten through that PSA, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Wait a minute. There are no other poets waiting to speak. If you all would like to speak, share poetry, please press 1 on the phone lines. You will go into queue. I will definitely get to you. If you are listening online and have any comments, questions, please feel free to share them all. I can share a poem. I do have one prepared to share, but I would love to also hear the voices of the poets. So I'm not quite sure which direction I should go in. Maybe I'll take a little break. Perhaps Cisco is digging, or Lady Poetry is digging for some poems to share this evening. So I'm going to be, you know, the most polite host and give them a moment to possibly find a poem to share, along with whomever may be listening, and we're going to go to break. Please don't hang up during the break. Please update your social networks, text people, let them know. We are live on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening, and their voices are also just as important as ours. So I'm gonna play a little bit of Duke, John, and Miles. If y'all haven't noticed, this is absolutely one of my favorite songs ever created. And I will be back to you on the phone lines in one moment. welcome back. You are tuned in to the open mic episode on the Poetic Soul Talk Show this evening. If you missed the first segment, there were some pretty dope poets that came through and blessed the airwaves with poems they chose to share this evening, not theme related. Definitely go to the hyperlink after the episode is over to catch it if you are not able to hear them live. If you have not yet followed the Poetic Soul Talk Show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetry2life, 2 being the number 2. Tune into past episodes, learn about future episodes, definitely become a member of this very rapidly growing community. If you would like to speak on the air tonight, please do so by pressing 1. On the phone line, I will go into queue. All voices, you will go into queue, and I will get to you. All voices are equally as important, even if you don't want to share poetry, but you would like to make a comment, a shout-out, please feel free to do so by pressing 1 so that I'll know you're ready to speak. If you're listening online, welcome. Definitely utilize the chat box so that you can send questions, comments, feedback, and I will do my best to read those aloud on the air this evening as well. And so I tried to close the shows with a poem on open mic episodes. I don't like to necessarily interfere with those who are calling in because everyone knows my voice for the most part, but not yours. So I'm going to remix it a little by slamming a poem I had prepared to slam, one that I actually wrote quite some time ago. And it's important to me because it's more or less a phase or a stage of my life that I was in when I came to realize myself. So I'm going to slam the poem. The poem is entitled I Love Me, so you can pretty much know what it's about. I do not have to throw up facades about who I used to be or who lives within me currently because despite the roads I have maneuvered by the hair on my chinny chin chin, I have arrived, almost wise. Learned lessons to match my yin, and I love me. I love the fact that I am sensitive and will flip on the strength of not being treated fairly, even if some don't agree. I love the fact that I feel things passionately, even if some think I think irrationally. Thoughts of others don't affect my mentality. I love myself with no makeup, hair undone, and trying to figure out how to carry the load on my back. I love myself alone and sometimes waiting for a hug to fill that minute void of the affection that I temporarily loathe that I lack. I have experienced life with a lack of self-love so deep, had me contemplating how to jump the stairs steep into the impossibility of ever being able to receive it, even from myself. Although I was never courageous enough to rob myself, I love me and all of my quirky imperfections which make me beautifully human. I love the thought of someone loving me like I love me, watching my gifts as they learn about my journey, hearing about when self-love was my deficiency and how it came to be encountering me. With all that life seems to have taken away or stored for another day, I love what it has delivered in my life to stay, and that is the love that I have for my days. I love the fact creative expression has given me more to believe, the way it has enveloped all that I conceive, and the way those that should feel that I am too deep. I love the way that people don't know how I do what I do for me, with me, and surprisingly daily with or without missing a beat. The fact that money does not define my core and that I don't have to drop it like it's hot to get more of absolutely nothing. I love me, and this journey continues to be my epitome, removing toxic waste that I used to hold on to just to save face and replaced it with faith in the man that has made me in his image, to never settle for being less than a queen. I love the fact that my vocabulary will allow me to torch profanity in someone's face without them ever knowing I berated them intentionally. That is the weapon that was given to me exclusively, and the gift that proves, yes, I love me, even if that is wrong and I appear to be mean. I love praying my way through those praying on me or that my true beauty is often unseen until I am removed from the scene, making me an everlasting part of a memory that was not worth my energy, even if I thought so. Invincibility has grown to be a part of this path of knowingly choosing to love myself unapologetically, the only concept aside from my daughter more important than poetry. Feel me? And that's it, because that's what poems say. And thank you, Alicia, for the shout-out. She said, wow, that crown. It didn't come very easy. Again, you all are tuned into the open mic episode on the Poetic Soul Talk Show. The airwaves are open. There are no poets waiting to speak at this point in time. Please press 1 on the phone line if you would like to share a comment, a question, or anything that you may want to share. I'm about to return. Here we go. Cosmo Dene said yes. Yes, Cosmo, yes. I'm going to the phone lines. There is a caller waiting to speak. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
This is Cisco from Tampa.
Big Cisco in the house representing Tampa, Florida. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing better now that you pressed 1 on the phone line so that you could share some of that dope poetry. For those of y'all that don't know, Cisco is also a supporter and member of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family. Y'all got to follow him at What Cisco Saw on Instagram, Cisco, C-I-S-C-O. So what are you sharing with us this evening? I'm excited.
Yeah. How about this? How about I'll let you choose? I'll give you 2 titles because I know you really have a thing for titles, and you can tell me which one you want to hear.
Great. That's fun.
Okay, so the first one is All My Heroes Are Dead or Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home or All of My Heroes Are Dead. decisions. How about I take it to the, because I want to hear both, but I don't know. How about I leave it up to Alicia and Cosmo Dene, who are listening online? All My Heroes Are Dead or Home Sweet Home. Y'all got about 10 seconds to type what you want Cisco to slam. Cosmo Dene is a very big fan of your poetry as well, Cisco, so maybe she'll respond. I'm going with Home Sweet Home, I'm thinking. I like the home. Yep. That's what Alicia Walter said. Cosmo Dene did not respond. So Home Sweet Home it is, Cisco. Whenever you're ready, we're listening.
All right. I live inside this poem, across town from nouns and down the street. In between the adjective and verb is where I call home. My imagination spars with words and wrestles with feelings. I describe what it's like to sleep on the floor yet dream through the ceiling. Sometimes I write so hard that I have consonants crying and screaming out loud, telling me to save my pennies and buy some vowels. I built a house on thought-provoking, true original ideas, and emotionally, I personally think it's weird the way I drip ink instead of tears. My only fear is writer's block, because lately I write a lot, and why not? It's better to listen to these silent shouts. My pen is a chisel, so just in case I'm Shawshanked, I can Andy Dufresne my way out. Saving every syllable so one day it might amount to something that my transparent soul's been yearning for. My favorite weapon is lead, because I heard when it rubs against paper, it burns more. They say talk is cheap, but I've seen words turn into war. It's a short one.
Wow. No, that packed a pretty heavy punch. That was a dope piece. So, you know, you have to share what inspired that piece. You said so much that I'm still digesting. I need a moment. But, yeah, I need to know what inspired that.
I don't know. I guess it's realizing that poetry was therapy, you know. And, you know, essentially, like, I don't want to say escape because I don't really, you know, feel like I escape. But I just, you know, I can express myself and get stuff off my chest. And that's really what the result was from it.
Yeah, that whole poetry being therapy thing is, I think, something that we all agree on. Let me go to the chat box. Alicia said, nice. Cosmo Dene said, love it, always so good. Carlene Beverly said, real nice piece. And I have a special request, Cisco. I'm so glad. Shout out to Kalila Canfield, also known as At Two Libras. She's also been a guest on prior shows and is a member of the family. She wants you to slam the other piece.
Oh, the other piece? Oh. All right.
Cosmo Dene says therapy indeed. See, there you go. Special
but forgive
request.
Forgive me if I stumble, because this is one I wrote a long time ago, and I haven't recited it in a while. It goes.
We probably won't even hear you stumble, Cisco. I mean, the words,
yeah,
you know, we have to digest them. So, yeah, whenever you're ready, we're
this
listening.
This one's called All My Heroes Are Dead. My metamorphosis is absorbing scripts about grander visions of change, exuberant enough to identify issues yet wise enough to focus on solutions instead of blame. If I could buy a change, that I would gladly give my last dollar. Sacrifice wealth for socialized health until capitalism kills my honor. Bothered by a lack of common trust, a king reign is derived by trust. Remove the ice and replace it with us until it spells just us. Remembering us as children waiting outside that downtown government building across from the Army-Navy surplus. When my mother submitted check stubs or lack of for coupons to buy us food and such. Plus what was given will be asked for back. What would Lyndon Johnson think of that? Too liberal to be a Republican and too poor to be a Democrat. Instead of eating propaganda, I'll fast and wait on the facts because my mind's independent anyway. And how can I identify with a politician whose actions don't match what they say? Only the rich ask questions at those presidential candidate debates. $5-something an hour, who pays the poor to think? So we suffer down the path that struggle paved. Forced to borrow what we have yet to make. Good news, application approved, giving you an outrageous interest rate. But that little bit of extra money we did make is gone once costly flakes. Can we get a break for God's sakes? Probably not. And the louder the voices, the more likely they'll end up being shot. $255 for the Social Security pays is only enough to cover my funeral music, so cremation awaits me. No bombing fluid, no casket to lay me. Just recite a poem and let the wind take me. Feel my presence in the place that made me. And if history does remember me, please proofread what was written for me, crucified for trying to buy the needs of those sold to poverty.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oof. I mean, I was trying to write things down that you were saying that I wanted to kind of, you know, dig in your brain a little bit about, but I couldn't write them all down because I was too busy trying to listen to. I mean, you just have you're gifted. And the Lyndon Johnson thing just touched a nerve because, you know, going back historically, was there something going on in the media or the world when you wrote that? Was that inspired by something happening at the time?
No, just daily life. I very much struggled with finances and whatnot, you know, in my younger days. And I watched my mother struggle her entire life until it ended. So that had a profound effect on me.
I mean, yeah, that would. Just some feedback. That was just so dope. I'm going to have to sit down and,
so much.
And write one of those fist-up poems. Kalila at Two Libra said, love that one. Yes! That's how she typed it, so that's how I read it. Alicia is going to listen to it again on the playback. Yeah, see, because people need to digest the vocabulary and stuff. And Danae said, awesome. You said it slow, but I mean, it just fists. It was like a lot of fists in that one. Just a lot of packing of fists in that one. That was dope. I appreciate you calling in and your time and sharing two pieces with us this evening. Thank you. It's always a pleasure. And, I'm going to text you after the show so that I can respond to that poem after I listen to it on the playback as well.
Not a problem. It's been a pleasure. I'm always honored to be on your show.
Thank you, Cisco. We're always honored to have you, too. There are a few callers. I guess, you know, see, Cisco, this is what you do. You inspire. We all inspire one another. Don't go anywhere, though, Cisco. Stay on the line so we can,
absolutely,
you know, listen to these poets upcoming. Hold on one moment. Y'all are tuned into the open mic episode. Cisco just slammed Home Sweet Home and All My Heroes Are Dead, I think. I'm twisted up with the vocab, but I love it. You know, sapios we are. Definitely. Okay, so there's another shout out to you, DD, for providing the platform for us. Love you. Love you too, Alicia. at Art by AMW on Instagram. Definitely check her out. I am going to get to the callers that are waiting, but just to remind everybody to please follow the show, blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, and also on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show. I try my best to repost as many of the poets and supporters of the show as I possibly can. Please don't get mad at me if I don't post yours fast enough, but definitely follow us on Instagram so you can interact with these dope poets and artists and writers. I'm going to the phone lines now. Trying to get it together here. Pardon me. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Kindred. It is the one and only License Choreo.
Well, it has been some time. Welcome.
Yes,
how are you?
Yeah, I'm a perfect stranger.
That's fine. We carry your spirit with us, Kindred.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just I'm transitioning to a new branch at work, so I've just been burning a candle at both ends, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. The hustle is real. The struggle is real.
Yes, it is. But this is always home away from home, and I am so glad I just got off, and I'm able to come in and share some open mic.
Yes. Yes. Great. I just received your text that you just got off from work, so I wasn't quite sure if you would have a poem prepared to share with us this evening. For those of you that are tuned in, you're tuned in to open mic. You may not know Life is Choreo if you're new to listening, but he is an avid supporter, listener, member of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family. So I'm not going to talk too much because there is another poet waiting to share, and I definitely want to hear what you're going to be sharing this evening. So whenever you're ready, Life is Choreo, we're listening.
Okay. Here we go. Digging deeper to find what's yours and what's mine, tied closely to the roots of trees, and seemingly the leaves are more plush pointing down than they are standing up, stuck in the rut of your trials, and all the while swearing that I'm ever more forgotten, plotting a ruse to confuse what's supposed to protrude through you. The root of individuality and the duality is, it's spelled one way, but it's never a curse. It's the reimbursement for the suffering, hovering over the lineage chain, being gaggled by flocks too far and feathered to another man's mane. For shame, how we hide behind eschewed colors and false bravado, but underwater peddling wooden rudders, utterances of words we don't know but prayed over us, hoping us didn't get lost in the need to be a boss. Of course, we don't remember we come from servitude as unto the Father, and unbothered by the sweat and the respect of a yesteryear's honor, conned into swallowing the hollow point bullet that you gain crowns by looking up but neglecting to bow down, and the ground you put Uggs and high tops to are forever eschewed to what you have a purpose to do, to be beautiful.
Yes, yes. That is exactly what I needed to hear. That, yes. We miss you very much, Life is Choreo. I know life is hectic. I'm not putting any pressure or applying it, but, you know, the family and the community has and is continuing to grow, and I definitely want you to know that you're always welcome. This is like you said, your home away from home. And that piece, beautiful. I mean, you, another one with the packing the punches. I need to listen to the playback. I have a feeling I'm going to be up kind of late tomorrow, and I'm going to be telling kids to get out my way when I get to work because I'm just very inspired by those of you who have shared your poetry this evening. Alicia sent a heart on the chat box. It's all love. It always is. Thank you for calling in this evening. Life is Choreo. Don't go anywhere, even though I know you just got off from work and you probably want to maybe punch a wall, maybe say a prayer. Stay with us. We only have about 7 minutes left on the air. We just need your spirit with us this evening.
Will do. Will do.
Thank you for calling in, too. Hold on one moment.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Y'all are tuned into the open mic episode. I do see that there is a caller waiting, and there is enough time to get to you. But very quickly, once again, I wanted to shout out Rick Herrera, if you are able to. It would be just nice to meet poets face-to-face that we, you know, have communicated frequently on social networks. If you're able to go to The Naked Truth, it's a show, one-man show, more like a monologue, a poetic monologue, in Manhattan tomorrow evening. Follow RH Comedy on Instagram, and you will be able to meet me face-to-face. I mean, I would just love to experience that. But without further ado, we're going to go to the caller who's waiting to speak. Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
And two Libras calling from Jersey.
Hey, two Libras, how are you?
How are you? I'm fine. I can't complain, won't complain.
That's great. I was thinking about you earlier. I'm going to text you after the show because I missed the event on that Sunday. I don't know how.
No, you're good. We had to move it. Me and the kids, we moved it down to the end of May, almost the beginning of June. We're finalizing another date. The kids weren't ready.
I was like, about to kick myself today. Like, how did I forget that? You know, time just flies.
No. I know, and it's been hectic. So it's been life going on. So it was just like, all right, boom. So it's no worries.
Great. Definitely text me and call me and remind me of the date so that I can lock it in. For those of y'all that are tuned in at Two Libras, T-W-O Libras on Instagram, is also, we just have a beautiful connection with everybody. Tune in to her Instagram page so you can learn about events coming up and listen, read her Gold Digger posts every day, which are very inspirational. I really enjoy it. A lot of people said, oh, somebody missed a piece. Okay, so anyway, moving on. It's been a while. And I just wanted to say once again, shout out to you, meeting you face-to-face and your energy up on that stage, slamming poems and cracking jokes. Like, your energy is just amazing. So that's really why I was going to beat myself up for not going to the event that you had. But, yes, do you have I will. Do you have a poem to share with us this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
We are listening whenever you're ready.
All right, this one is called Fly or Die. Yes, ma'am. Gone but not forgotten. Amadou Diallo, Trayvon Martin, Troy Davis, Emmett Till. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The more they stay the same still. So you got to focus. Voila, magic. No hocus pocus. Bullseye, target. Be locked in, ready to shoot. Because it's always fun to do something no one thinks you can do. Forget the constant rejections, livelihood testing, this effing recession that got people out here stressing. You got to have a clear perception of direction. You got to know where you're going. You got to know where you want to be. In order to focus on forever Sankofa, you got to use your history and understand that the more things change, the more they do stay the same. You can't look for a revolution. You got to be the change. You can't chase dollars, underestimate in a sense. You can't value your time if it's frivolously spent. To focus, take practice, sacrifice a team. One that whenever you yell, holla, they got your back with the screen. Whenever you have a vision, they help you to manifest. Whenever they see your pace flowing, they encourage you to keep giving your best. They won't let you stunt your own growth. They push you to keep it together. Act like you know, no limits, no ceilings. Catch nosebleeds from the sky. My peace and I are focused on forever. We are a team. Fly or die. And that's that piece.
Wow, what an appropriate piece. What, I don't even want to talk about Baltimore. I'm over it. Like, yeah, but yes, that piece, perfect. And so did Baltimore inspire that, or was that something you had in the stash?
I wrote this after Trayvon Martin, so it's really a problem that it's still, like, I can keep writing pieces that still pertain and, like, deal with what's going on today. So, like, something else has to happen, like, because I'm still writing these same pieces and I'm still just adding more names, and it's like a shame.
Yes, ma'am. It really is. We gotta keep it going and definitely share it through our poetry. That piece, I mean, I was waiting for someone to share a piece regarding what's going on as we speak and has been going on. Cisco texted, Two Libras did that. So, yes, she did. Yes, you did. You did that. And Alicia said, ending with a bang, Two Libras on deck. So,
thank you.
You are welcome. What a way to end the show. I feel like I'm ready to write a book, like, right
yeah,
now.
I was listening, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I got to find something to read because I just wanted to read something. Now I want to write because I was just listening to everybody like, yes, yes, I'm feeling that. I'm there. I'll call this.
Isn't it beautiful?
Like it's good.
I'm so glad that you
show. I felt all the energy.
You called in. I know you have a very busy schedule, by the way. Two Libras is also a teacher and also a mother and obviously has a lot of things going on. Are you still in school as well?
I'm going back. That's the problem. Oh, goodness.
Yes. So everybody's time is valuable. We could all be doing something else for this 60-minute time frame, and we find a way to put it down to the side for a moment, to share dope poetry, to listen to dope poetry, to be inspired.
And to support you.
And I'm just grateful. I'm sorry?
Support you. I said we love to support you.
Oh, and I love y'all supporting me, and I love to support y'all, and the love just keeps growing and growing and growing, and it is beautiful and amazing. I am Cosmo Dene, by the way, said love your laugh and your energy. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome for that. I agree with her. You got to meet her in person because it's just overflowing from her eyeballs down to her voice. You got to meet her in person, but thank you so much for calling in, Two Libras. Hold on one moment.
Problem. Okay.
To follow her at Two Libras, once again, TWOLIBRAS. Everybody that listened, that shared, thank y'all so much. On behalf of everyone else who listened and shared, I know we are all very grateful for this platform. I am extremely, like, I'm geeked up right now. Like, I ate a bunch of candy, and I really need to sit down someplace and grab my pen. So that's exactly what I'm getting ready to do. If you're available next week, Thursday, please tune in. I did not write down the name of the guest that will be on the show, but I know that it will be an inspirational one. Follow us on Instagram at Poetic Soul Talk Show so you can stay abreast of that episode. Same time, same place. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a beautiful evening and weekend.